welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. As I was seeking the Lord as to what He would have me share today, as well as perhaps the next few broadcasts, the Lord directed me to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 15 through 17, a very timely scripture for the hour in which we're living. There the Apostle Paul tells us this: "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." This one verse contains a lot of information, a lot of truth that we need to lay hold of. The Lord is telling us through this scripture that we need to walk as wise, not foolishly, be very aware of the direction that we're going in, how we're walking, and to redeem the time because we are living in evil days. I don't think anyone would dispute that. We're not to be unwise, but we're to understand what the will of the Lord is. Well, what is the will of the Lord? Well, obviously, it's not to be foolish, but to be wise. But let's look a little bit further in that chapter, going up to verse 8 through 10, where the word says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord." Now let's read verse 18. "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of the Lord." Well, that verse 18 tells us to be filled with the Spirit, and then it goes on actually to tell us how we can be filled with the Spirit. To speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, to be praising God continually, to be thankful for Him, for all things, not for all things, but in all things. Sometimes we can't be very thankful for some of the situations we might find ourselves in, but we can thank God that He's with us and that He's going to make a way of escape out of every temptation, out of every trial that we face. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And also to submit to one another in the fear of God, with a godly reverence and humility one to another. What is the will of the Lord? That we are to walk as children of light, with the fruit of the Spirit, which is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, which proves that which is acceptable to the Lord. You know, in recent months, really for the last year or more, I've been very aware as I've been reading the Word of God. It's like Scripture is becoming much more alive, and I sense the ministry and dealings of the Holy Spirit, not only with me, but with His people. Because of the lateness of the hour, we need to make sure that we are walking in a way that's pleasing to God. You know, it's very easy to give in to the temptations of the world, the lusts of the flesh. And if we do so and continue on in that lifestyle, we're walking in a very dangerous place. Let me share a scripture with you found in Luke, the 12th chapter, verse 35. And these are the words of Jesus: "Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. And ye yourselves, like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them sit down to meat, and he will come forth and serve them." This is a story or parable, if you will, of the Lord's second return. And isn't that a precious thought, that if we are faithful and if we are watching and waiting for his return and living a lifestyle that's compatible with that, that the Lord himself, think of that, at the marriage supper of the Lamb, will gird himself and cause his beloved bride to sit down, and he will come forth and actually serve the bride, the body of Christ. But let's go on reading. In verse 38, it says, "And if he," speaking of the Master and Jesus, "shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so," in other words, doing what they should be doing, "blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not." And then, something very interesting. Peter then asks him, "Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all?" In other words, "Lord, are you talking to us," to his very disciples, those who knew and loved and served him? And the Lord continued on in verse 42 and said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But," listen to this now, "if that servant," now we're talking about a servant of the Lord, "say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he's not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers." Beloved, that's a very frightening statement. If I understand that correctly, it's saying a servant who leaves the paths and ways of righteousness and begins to walk in unrighteous and in a way that is ungodly, and begins to sin, and just says, "Well, you know, the Lord's not coming. I don't have to be concerned. I can just do what I want." When the Lord comes and he doesn't repent, it says he will appoint his portion with the unbelievers, just like someone who never knew the Lord. That is a very frightening possibility. That doesn't sound like once saved, always saved, does it? It sounds that we need to keep our lamps trimmed as the five wise virgins, for the Lord is soon to return. In 1 Peter 4:1-2, the word says, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God." What is the will of God? We want to understand what that verse said. Let us understand what the will of the Lord is. Well, what is the will of God? It's to be filled with the Spirit, and it's to walk as children of light in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. In Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 19 through 23, the word says, "Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit," these are the words of Jesus, "is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Beloved, I don't know about you, but that is one of the most frightening statements of the Lord Jesus Christ in the entire New Testament, because it shows that someone who is familiar with the things of God, someone who has even done, quote, the great and mighty works of a believer, unless they had a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and were not just with outward action, but inward, in their heart, were truly seeking to serve God to the very best of their ability, beloved, there is a great possibility that we may not enjoy eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, I'm not the judge. God alone is. But all I'm wanting us to do is take a look at the words of Jesus. Too often in this modern day in the church world, we've become way too casual. Well, you know, I've said the sinner's prayer and that's fine. Grace covers me, so, you know, I don't have to be concerned. God's love is everlasting and, you know, I'm not perfect, but, you know, I try. Well, beloved, we're living in an evil hour and an evil day, and judgment will begin at the house of the Lord. So let us take heed to ourselves. Let's understand what the will of the Lord is. If you find yourself listening to me right now and the Holy Spirit's convicting you and there's sin in your life and you know that you're have been doing some things that aren't of the Lord, now is a chance to repent. Now is a chance to come back to the Lord. Pray with me if you will. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray for everyone that has gone astray like the prodigal son. Lord, I ask you to bring them back. Lord, we remember the beautiful welcome the prodigal had from the father's heart, how he embraced him and killed the fatted calf and put on a ring and fine sandals. Lord, I ask that those who have been afar off from you will come to you and with sincerity of heart repent and begin to walk a new way, understanding what the will of the Lord is for their lives. Praise God. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for listening. I look forward to continuing on tomorrow, and I trust that you'll be able to be with me. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.